بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One of the subjects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions frequently in the Holy Quran is the influence of shaitan on people, on us human beings. His deception and his wicked methods to hunt people, to recruit them, and ultimately to deceive and to fool them, attract them, and encourage them not to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather to be obedient to Him. Many verses in the Quran. In one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوٌ. You people, you the human beings, you must know that the devil is your vowed enemy. So take him as an enemy. View him as an enemy. He considers himself as an enemy to you. Yet, he may not appeal as enemy to you, rather as a friend. When shaitan approaches a human being, he does not appeal to him as an enemy. He appeals to him as a sincere friend, someone who loves you, someone who is trying to protect you, and that's how he deceives people. You need to reflect on the word deception. What does deception mean? Deception means someone who does things that look nice and beautiful, yet he's trying to harm you. He says sweet words. He acts in a very appealing way. I will give a few examples how shaitan deceives people and why we have to be very wary of him and why we have to be very careful of him. Allah says, he is your enemy, then take him as an enemy. In another verse, Allah says, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Have I not asked you not to worship shaitan? Worship shaitan? Allah says, I have asked you not to worship shaitan. We haven't seen any Muslim who worships shaitan. We Muslims worship Allah. So, we haven't seen anybody who worships shaitan. What does it mean? What does worship mean here? Worship means obedience. Because when you worship Allah, you obey Him. So Allah says, do not worship shaitan by obeying him. Because once you obey the shaitan, you surrender to him, you worship him. That's what he wants from you. Worshipping shaitan is not by bowing or prostrating to him. He doesn't want you to do that. What he wants you to do is to surrender to his will, to do what he wants you to do. In many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the deception of shaitan and for us to be careful and to be cautious. Allah speaks about the first day when shaitan was ousted from the association of angels. He wasn't an angel, but he was associating with angels. Allah tested the devil in one test, but in one crucial test. Allah asked him to bow to Adam. He rejected. When he rejected, when he challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, then I have to oust you from my heaven. Go out. It was that moment when Shaytan vowed to Allah that he will do his best to deceive the children of this man whom he was asked to bow to, which is Adam. And he says to Allah, listen to his techniques. He says, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I shall come to them, I shall try to penetrate them from their before them, and from their back, from right, and from left. I will try to come to them and penetrate their heart and mind from any way I can. I'm not going to leave them alone. I will try and try and try till I succeed. And some people say, wait a minute. Shaytan fights with the mu'mineen, with the believers. He must have no business with the believers. He must not fight with them because they are believers. Well, his business is with the believers. His business is to deceive the good people. He doesn't go after the wicked because the wicked have been recruited already. Have been attracted to his camp already. He has nothing to do with them. What he does, he goes after those good people, the righteous one. He tries to solicit them, not the wicked, because the wicked are already raised the white flag for him. They already surrendered to him. Not only that, some of them become his own soldiers. Because Allah says that there are two kinds of devils. The devil from jinn, and devils, human devils, recruited by Shaytan. So, he vows to Allah that he will do his best to penetrate your life and your mind and to do whatever he can to recruit more people. What are his methods? One of his methods, Allah speaks in one verse, in one chapter in the Quran. Probably most of you memorize that chapter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Allah says you need to seek refuge to Allah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the Lord of people. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the King of people. مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, from the evil of the shaitan who whispers in your heart. He whispers in your heart. And he uses beautiful and sweet methods to attract people. Allah in another verse says, شَيْطَان كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. When Shaytan tries to convince someone to do evil things, he doesn't go straight to him and says to him, hey, come and drink. Because of course he's not going to do that. What he does, he makes it tempting and appealing to him to drink. How? Shaytan waits for the appropriate time for him to intervene. He doesn't come to you when you are at the Islamic center and says to you, come and drink. He knows you're not going to do that. He doesn't do this when you're at home with your parents because he knows you're not going to do that.
but you're in a party. A non-Muslim fellow who is celebrating her or his birthday, well, they have a tradition to drink, and now you're with them. And there are 15 or 20 people, and they are drinking, and now the power of the collective mind plays a major role. That's another subject, inshallah, one day I will speak about the power of the collective mind. Sociologists speak about the influence and the power of the collective mind, meaning that you may have your own attitude if you're let alone, but once you feel you're part of the group, you don't want to sound you're weird or different, so you act accordingly to please the group. So now you are with your peers, you don't want to sound that you are fanatic in front of them. So they are drinking. If you say no, they will say, look at this weird person. He doesn't drink. So that's one point. The other point that the shaitan uses with you, he says, don't drink much. Well, you don't have to. Just drink as much as you get rid of the pressure. Just drink half cup. And half cup is not going to intoxicate you. Well, it makes sense. First, I will get rid of the pressure by my peers. Yet, only a half cup is not going to be intoxicating. And you know, that's number two. Number three, well, even if you make a sin, you know Allah is merciful. Allah always embraces those who do bad. So He is using valid points in order to make wrong conclusion. And this way He may influence you. He may make you fall in His trap. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many stories of the shaitan. And the Prophet tells us that there is no point in your life that you could be immune from him. As a matter of fact, the Prophet gives a very astonishing resemblance from shaitan. A very astonishing example how he works through our mind and our hearts. The Prophet was walking with a companion. And there was a lady, so the Prophet stopped, and he went, he spoke to that lady. When the Prophet came back, he said to the man, I just wanted to clarify to you that that lady was my wife. So you do not miscalculate. You would think something wrong. The man said, of course I wouldn't think anything wrong about you, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet says, I know that. But the problem is not with you, with the shaytan. إن الشيطان يجري في ابن آدم مجرى الدم في العروق. The Prophet says that shaytan runs in your veins exactly like blood runs in your veins. Now that you're sitting here listening to me, your blood is running through your veins without you realize it. Do you realize it? No. You don't even feel it. Because this is a natural process that takes place in every human being's body. That the blood cycle takes its course within your body without you realize it. He says, Shaytan runs through your veins and through your heart and through your mind without you realize he's there. But he is there. He is there. Allah says, him and his tribe, his followers are watching you without you being able to watch them. So if you don't see him, that doesn't mean he doesn't see you. And then the Prophet mentions that one of two methods that shaitan always use, إِنَّ لِإِبْلِيسِ جُنْدًا لَيْسَ لِإِبْلِيسِ جُنْدْ أَشَدْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْغَضَبِ. One of his two powerful methods to penetrate people's life and mind and deceive them at the time of madness and at the time when your physical urges are urging you, he penetrates your life. At the time of madness, you lose control over your actions because you're mad. Sometimes you do things that you do not accept. You don't do normally. But because you're extremely mad, he comes to you. He whispers in your ears to do things that you know they are not good for you. Yet you do them because your ability to control yourself is weakened. And that's why the Prophet says, one day he saw a wrestler, wrestling with people. And people were watching him. Many people gathered to watch that wrestler. The Prophet didn't know what's going on. He said, why those people are gathering on this man? They said to him, he's a wrestler. Anybody goes to the ring, he wrestles him. And he is a powerful man. The Prophet says, no, this is not the powerful man. This is a wrestler. If you have strong muscles, that doesn't mean you're a powerful man, according to the Prophet. It means you have strong muscles. But the powerful man, according to the Prophet, is this one. لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالصَّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْقَوِيُّ الَّذِي يُمْسِكُ نَفْسَهُ عَنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. The true strong man is the one who controls his feelings at the time of anger and madness. You need to try it. It requires a lot of patience, endurance, and training. You have to be very patient in order to control your feeling. Now, each one of us says to himself that I'm strong. So I decided that when I'm aggravated, I'm not going to lose control. Try it with yourself. Now imagine if someone stops and slaps you in your face and insults you. The first reaction most of us would do is to slap him twice in his face. And if he used one harsh statement or sentence, we would use how many? Probably 10. Without even knowing why he slapped him, maybe he was mistaken. Maybe he took me by mistake. Most of us react emotionally, illogically. How many of us would say, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Be careful. Or would say, okay, you slapped me in my face, سامحتك. You know why don't we say سامحتك? Because the shaitan is whispering in our ears. He's saying, don't say سامحتك, because if you say سامحتك, this is a sign of what? Weakness. Don't show weakness. Who is saying this to me? This is the shaitan. And it makes sense to me. Because he is saying, don't show sign of weakness. It's a valid point to make a wrong conclusion that if you tolerate and if you forgive, you're weak. You're not weak if you forgive. He is deceiving you by telling you, do not forgive, because if you forgive, you will show sign of weakness. See how he deceives us? So, he says the first time is the time of anger and madness. The second time, for us, for the youth, for the young, for all of us, he says, when our physical urges wake up. And that's why the hadith says, be careful of being in a private place with a person with a female, if you're a male, who is not your wife, who is not your sister. مجتمع أجنبيان إلا وكان ثالثهما شيطان. When they are in privacy, that is the time when shaitan comes. He doesn't come to you when you're at the Islamic Center. Because you can't do anything. Not because you fear Allah, because you fear people. But when you're in a private area, in a private place, he comes to you, he says, there is nobody's watching you. So, shaitan uses many methods. The Prophet says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Shaitan tries to deceive you by any mean, any method he can. فَإِذَا أَعْيَاهُ جَثَمَ لَهُ عِنْدَ الْمَالِ فَأَخَذَ بِرَقَبَتِهِ. If all his methods fail, he gets you with money. He tests you by money. When money comes, money has great influence on changing our personality. He says, don't give. And that's the most appealing point. Don't give. Why you give? You want to be poor? You want to lose your wealth? You work, others take advantage of your wealth? He tries to take over you by those appealing, deceiving words. Musa alayhi salam meets the shaitan one day. And Moses, he asks the shaitan, tell me, what is the sin that a human being would commit and then you can control him, you can play with him like a ball. You would dominate his life and his future. Shaitan gave a piece of advice. Listen to him. He wouldn't give this so often. Shaitan says, yes. There are three cases that shaitan would enable, a human being would enable me to take over him. إِذَا أَعْجَبَتْهُ نَفْسُهُ. When he looks so proud about himself, wow, I have done so many achievements, alhamdulillah, in my life. وَاسْتَكْثَرَ عَمَلَهُ. He does a salah and he says, alhamdulillah, I did a wonderful salah today. What a big salah I did. He exaggerates about his deeds. He, me, you, we exaggerate. This is the dangerous moment when we exaggerate about our deed. We think that we did a lot, so much, that we don't need to do anymore. The third moment, we have to be careful. وَصَغُرَ فِي عَيْنِهِ ذَنْبُهُ. When he looks at his sin slightly, he takes them slightly. You know, many of us, the other day, a sister asked me, Mawlana, not wearing hijab is like not praying. What she's trying to conclude? That salah, I cannot compromise over it. But hijab, it's not a big deal. Yani, if you don't wear hijab, it is not like salah. To look at your sin as a minor thing. Not a big deal. Do sins and say, Allah Kareem, Allah Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is very merciful. And Allah will take care of me. See? When I view my own sins so minor, irrelevant, not significant, this is when shaitan comes into my life and he penetrates me. This is when I give him the ability to be my leader, because he will take advantage of this situation. Now, what can we do to avoid shaitan and his influence, or at least minimize it? The Prophet says, I can give you some tips. So Shaitan would stay away from you. They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, tell us. He says, الصوم يسود وجهه. When you fast, you blacken his face. You slap him in his face.
والصدقة تكسر ظهره.
Charity would break his back. This is the influence of giving. You break his back.
والحب في الله والمؤازرة على العمل الصالح يقطع دابرة.
It would cut his tail when you work for Allah in a very friendly and Islamic fashion. When you do things not for recognition but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cut his tail. And he says, والاستغفار يقطع وتينه. And to seek repentance to Allah would cut his throat. Those are few techniques that the Prophet is teaching us how to resist him and his influence. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a few techniques in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nahl. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعَذْ بِاللَّهِ. Always seek refuge to Allah. Always say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You ask Allah, you're seeking refuge to Allah from the stoned devil. Then Allah explains, Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. You must know that Shaitan has no influence on those people who maintain two qualities. Listen to them carefully. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe in Allah, those who profoundly believe in Allah, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And always they rely on Allah. Do not rely on yourself, because yourself would let you down. Don't ever rely on yourself. One day, the Prophet promised some people, and he said, they asked him a question, he said, I will give you the answer tomorrow. Tomorrow came, and Jibreel didn't bring the answer. For 2 weeks, the Prophet was waiting. People started to say, this man was telling us that he will give us the answer. He has no answer. Don't you see how that exposed him? He is not a prophet of Allah. After 2 weeks, Jibreel came down. The Prophet was so exhausted. Habibi Jibreel, ayna ant? Where have you been? Why you leave me alone? Why you do this to me? Jibreel says, it's not up to me that I come now or tomorrow. It's all from Allah. But Allah wanted to teach you a lesson. When you promised them, you didn't say, Inshallah. You said, I promise you tomorrow I will do this. You have to say, Inshallah, if Allah wants. If my boss wants, which is Allah. If he wills, yes. Because I rely on him. I do not rely on myself. There is a hadith, I will conclude with it. A dua actually. It's a dua that we have to always read. Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfata aynin abada. Oh Allah, do not let us to our own for a moment. For a blink of eye. Do not let us to ourselves. Always hold us. Always support us because we rely on you. This is the meaning of tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think my time is over. Brother Sayyid Haider will speak to you. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. السلام على الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم.